Then Voitzin Lemizbech. Then you went out to the Mizbech Apnim. We're supposed to make the third set of Zrikas there. Voitzin Lemizbech. Now after you left the Mizbech Apnim, Vechnisan, then you brought it back closer into the Heichel again. So the kids here are only in the Heichel, but first you left, like you went past, like going towards outside, you went past the Mizbech Apnim, and then you brought the dam further closer to the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Ma will be the locha. Chocho v'yavad echad mokamu. L'mais, you're in the Heichel, and that's where you're supposed to be now. So maybe there's no psul. I do, maybe still, Yitziyah Karinim Bey, that still l'mais is called Yitziyah. That l'mais, you left the Mizbech Apnim, and you have no way to come back closer. So if you bring the dam closer, maybe there'll be a psul of bringing it into the Heichel. So take her. Here it's a shayla, if this would be a psul upon the dam or not. And Rashi says, I do more, Rachmon Yeshav Yishnei Mekaymus, the Torah calls us two places, Yechsiv Be'itziah, like you're leaving the Mizbeach. So therefore, to come back closer towards the Mizbeach, maybe this also would be a psul of bringing it in to the Pnim, into the Kodesh. That's a shayla. Then the Mishnah says, Nichnas Nechaper, because the Machlikis in the Mishnah, if you bring the dam inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, does it have to be only Lechaper to make a Zrika there? Or else maybe even just bringing it there is also a psul. So if Reb Lezer says in the Mishnah, even though you did not make a Zrika there, still it's possible. And Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah, no, Achi Chaper. So Mer says like this, Tani we learned, Reb Lezer Weimer, Ne'emokan Lechaper Bakodesh, says here the words Lechaper Bakodesh, and Ne'emel Lahalan, it says also, V'cholodom Lo'yia B'yayimayid, when the Kohen Gadol comes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, nobody else should be there. So Ma'al Ha'alan, just like over there by the Kohen Gadol, V'shalai Kippur, it means nobody could be there, even though he's not doing an Avoda, even though he's not doing the Zrika. Stam, you're not allowed to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Rav Kahn, when there's a psul of bringing the dam into the Pnim, V'shalai Kippur, bless those the psulot, even though you're not making the Zrika. Just bringing the dam into the Pnim, that passes the dam. Rabbi Shimon says no, only if you make a Zrika inside. Why? Rabbi Shimon I like this. Nema Khan Mechaper says here by this dam, of that the psul of bringing the dam into the Kodshim, it says Mechaper. For Nema Lana says no, the Pasuk of Nema Nahalon, V'yaspar Rachatis, V'yasari Rachatis, Asherhu V'yas Domnum Mechaper, that they make this Zrika for a Kapara. So it's talking about doing a Zrika. It's so Malahal, just to go via this Pasuk of Parachatis, Bisha Keeper, it's talking about we're doing a Maisa Zrika. Is that Khan here also? When we have the psul of bringing the dam into the Pnim, it's only Bisha Keeper. Only when you're doing a Maisa Zrika, that's where it passes. But just bringing it in does not pass. Samur says, the Maikim Miflagi, what's the Machlekesh of Lezmer of Shimon? Where do we met this Gzera Shava from? So Ma Savar, Donin Chutz Michutz. You learn now chutz mechutz, v'yein don chutz mepnim, and then not learn now chutz mepnim. As Rashi says, Reb Lezer Sovar, don chutz mechutz, means dam chatas achitzoinu, shakosum lam v'cho shetama bachutz, the verse is saying, keep this dam outside and not bring it inside. We learn it out, meyodim ze shakosum aziru shama bachutz, that by Yom Kippur, the posse tells the person, stay outside, don't come in. So we learn out chutz mechutz. I just go to Yom Kippur, the Aver is coming in even without doing the Zrika, without doing an Avoida. Here also the Psul is just bringing the Dam into the Pnim even without doing the Zrika. Umas of Hashem and Elz know, Dona Behema, Mi Behema. Rather learn out here, it's a Dam of a Behema, from the Dam of a Slave of Chattis, that's also a Korban. But Vien Dona Behema, Meyodam, do not learn out this Pasha of Behema that talks about to not bring the Dam inside of the Pnim, from the case of Yom Kippur, that's talking about an Adam. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, I'd rather learn out a Korban from a Korban. And just like over there, the Pasuk is talking about doing the Zrika, doing the Avoda. Here also, we're talking about doing the Zrika. Then the Mishnah says that Yav Yudu Aymer in Hichne Shoigi Kosha. If you bring the Dam in by mistake, it does not pass. So only if you bring it in B'mezit. Tomorrow so makes a Diyik, or makes it possible. Mashmanov, the Kohen brings the dam in Bemezid into the Pnim, he also agrees as a psul. So the question is, what have you told about the Machlekes before? Bishakiper or Bishalai Keeper? Does Reb Yehuda hold the Sony Postal if you do a Zrika? Or maybe no, holds like Reb Lezer, even without a Zrika. Some Reb Yirmiyah says, Mimash Meshenema, since it's Mashma, the Postal says, V'yespar rachatis, V'yesoy rachatis, Ashehu v'res domen, Eloyim moed l'chapa b'kodesh. Says they bring the dam into the Kodesh for a kaporo. So the question is, Matam Lem, what's the Postal have to say then, V'yaserif, if you're burning it, the Chorab Shito? For the Gemara, Matam Olena, what do you need the Pesach of Vasarif for? But Matam Olena Vasarif, Lagufa Yitzchak, we need to teach us the Avoida, but by these Chatis Apnim, even though he's supposed to make his Rika, but the rest of it is burnt. So you need the Pesach of Vasarif to say Lagufa, there's a mitzvah to burn it. So what's the question? El Rav, the question is like this, Matam Olena Chatis Chatis, why does he have to say the word Chatis Chatis two times? So Mar says like this, Lefi shaloi lamadnu elo lepar v'soyer shiur makapurim shenasrofim abeis adeshin. I only know so far that these two chatis apnims that are brought on Yom Kippur, the par and the soyer, is supposed to burn it on a special place outside the Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hadeshin, and also mitamim begodim, that the kohen that burns it is mitam his begodim, he becomes tamei, and the begodim he wears. The question is, shar nesrofim minayim, how do we know all the other chatois apanim? When there's a mitzvah to burn the meat, how do we know that whoever burns it becomes tamei? Tamalem, it says over here, chatis chatis divra b'yudah. It says here the word chatis chatis twice, mashman any chatis apanim. When you burn it, you become tamei. Rabbi Meir, says like this, ain't it tzarech, I do not need this extra word chatis chatis for this. Because already when the Pesach says, v'yaspara chatis, v'yaseira chatis. It says already, Par and Sayer, Shein Tam Ulema Lechaper, does not have to say the word Lechaper. Not Tam Ulema Lechaper, why does it say here again the word Lechaper? Lima comes to teach us, HaKolam Ischaperim, that any korban that there's a Zrika Saddam for a Kaporo, that the Locher is, when there's a mitzvah to burn it, Shea Sorfin, the Tam of the Godim, that the one that burns it becomes Tommy. That's what Rabbi Meir learns. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, how come he does not learn out from the word Lechaper, but rather from the two words, chatis chatis? Why not from the word lechaper? For Rabbi Yehuda, lechaper lemashmalei. The word lechaper is not extra for this. My time, what's the reason? Why is the word lechaper here not extra to teach us that all the nisrofim is metama the begodim? So it must be, lav mishum de miboilei l'gzera shavo, because he needs the l'gzera shavo. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda will hold, like Rabbi Shimon, that when is there a psul if you bring the dam into the pnim, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, only if you make a zrika l'chaper. But if you do not make a zrika, it will not passel. Senech nami l'chura Rabbi Yehuda will hold like Rabbi Shimon, that bringing the dam l'pnim, if you bring it to mezid and you make a zrika, that's when Rabbi Yehuda would agree to be a psul in the dam. Yehadvin alecho kol hazvach v'shnezarvo. Now the Mishnah says, HaMizbeach is mekadesh Eseroyuloi. Anything that should have been fit to go onto the Mizbeach, means whether it's pumped and supposed to have a Zerika Saddam, or whether it's Haktara Seymurim, Halochris, Mizbeach is Mekadeshit. That means even though it's a Dover that became Possel, and Lechathili, you're not supposed to put it onto the Mizbeach, let's say there's a Psul Yaitzi on the Bosor or on the Dam, still the Halochris, Im Olu, once it goes on top of the Mizbeach, it becomes like Lachma Shom Mizbeach. It becomes like the lechem, the bread of the mizbech, and the din is ein meridin oisoi. Do not bring it down. There's a din of hamizbech mekadesh eser royuloi. A royuloi means anything that's fit. So what does it mean royuloi? Just machlokes. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer call a royuli isham. Only something that's fit to be burnt, like the emurim, something that's supposed to be burnt on the fire. There we say once it's on top of the mizbech is lo yerit. Emolu lo yerit. Shneimer the pasuk says he or elo, this is the elo, and with darshin he means the biyosin tei. It's always fit to be there. He elo al moito, therefore ma elo, just like the korban elo, she royalishim, it's supposed to be burnt. Im also leterid, once it goes up, we do not bring it down. Is of kol she royalishim, anything that's supposed to be burnt on top of the mizbech, on top of the fire, is the molo layered. Once it goes up, we do not take it down. Sihi'u'il'amayta means, Rashi says, Davu shulamaykid, something that's supposed to be on the fire there, and it goes up, it stays there, v'yosin yiyu, and you do not take it down. That's the way Rabbi Yeshua dashes. Rabbi Gamliel of Real says, Kol haroyim mizbeach. No, not only something that's supposed to be burnt, but anything that's fit to be on the mizbeach, imolo layered, if it goes up, you do not take it down. Yamin the pasuk says, Hiya oilo, al maito al hamizbeach. See, dashes like this. Ma oilo, she really mizbeach, just like a korban oilo. It's fit to be on the mizbeach, still, im also leteret, even though it became possible. Once it goes up, we do not take it down. Seals af kol davar shiroi lemizbeach, anything that's fit to be on the mizbeach, even dam, halacha is im also leteret, once it was put on top of the mizbeach, the din is leteret, we do not take it down. And the Mishnah explains, ein bein divrei Rabbi Gamliel, no divrei Rabbi Yeshua, what's the difference between the two? Elo ha-dam v'yanasochim, dam that became possible, you bring on top of the mizbeach, or else nasochim v'yayin, if the yayin became possible, and you put it on top of the mizbeach, do we say terud or not? Shavim leimer leyerdu, these things, since they're fit to be on the mizbeach, even though they're not lishim, it's leyerid, if Yeshua amino yerdu, these things are taken down, since they're not fit to be burnt on the mizbeach, then it's yerdu. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Hazevach kosher unisochim sulam. What's going to be the case? You have to bring a korban, and with the korban is also a chiyuv to bring the nisochim. So in the case where the korban is kosher, just the nisochim was sulam. Or else the opposite way, hanisochim kasherim, where the nisochim was kosher, but the hazevach posel, the korban, there's a psalm of korban. Or else he says, Afilu zev zev psulim, even if both apostle, both the korban and the nesachim, the locher is, he holds hazevach layerin. The korban itself, that has its own din to be brought, so once it's put on top of the mizbeach, the din is on the mizbeach, mekadesh, that is layerin. But for nesachim yerdu, he holds the nesachim, since it does not come by itself, there's no chiv to bring the nesachim by itself, it only becomes because the glal, the korban, therefore there's no din of him all lo yerdu. That's Rabbi Shimon's chiddush. Senechvami, if you manadah to bring the nesachim by itself, shas nesachim, then there would be a din of him all lo yerid. But in the case where the nesachim is being brought as the chiyah from the korban, he holds, since it's coming b'chlal something else, not b'chlal itself, there's no din of a mizbeach mekadesh. So the Mishnah starts off, that a mizbeach is mekadesh,